Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. So all audiences, tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones. Tell everybody you know to tune in. This is a cause everyone needs to get behind. It's 7:30 here on the dot, and you are listening to Cocoon from the Microphone with DJ Butterfly Feces and Organic OK.
No response. Dang, he's going down his water again. Always does this. Anywho, the show is brought to you by Organic OK, who is absent and is going around making his crusade, picking up the litter and trash, the plants, and also trying to help the homeless. The ongoing epidemic that is reaching critical mass, and we need to do something about it before it's too late. Something must be done. Anywho, at the same time, please call in. Get involved with the cause. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. All right, now. I was just a soul, an ordinary average guy coasting through life. We know he's going to do with his life. Living in McKinleyville, California, where horses have the right of way. Tell you, of all the cities there are, all the places we visit, I still think honestly, that McKinleyville is a city that has everything. I guess everyone's bound to be a little bit nostalgic about where they grew up, where they're from. That's inevitable, isn't it? But anywho, I was living there for a long time until one day I had a falling out. And really, with my parents, and I was out of the house. Hey, what was I going to do now? So what happened was I basically found myself. I found my way. I found myself in McKinleyville going through the woods. I was walking through the woods. I was walking through our forest with the creeks and the waterfall. Yeah, we have a little waterfall there. It was so beautiful that I found myself looking all around about, anywho, just wondering, what am I going to do next? And before I knew it, there was Organic OK, the man himself, so with a bunch of other people, and he asked me to join his expedition. I got down on one knee, swore allegiance to him, and he judged me, he did butterfly feces, because I was on the radio. No, see, now I wasn't basically, I was never a DJ. I had it one time I did a DJ album thing at one point. I did it once. Once. But in the end, well, I banned it basically to be on Blog Talk Radio to basically do editorials to talk about what's going on in the world, what can be fixed. That was a thing. I don't know. Anywho, he took me on his trip. We went all over. Starting in Vicenza, Italy. We went there on New Year's Eve. Stayed there for a few days. You know, they celebrate the New Year. They celebrate peace and whatever. They got basically... Something I've seen in another city. The place a little bit more foreign. It's a little grander. It's grander. And I was going all around helping. Because one thing, we weren't just going around visiting, we were picking up, the job was basically to pick up trash, garbage of all kinds, listen to the homeless, and help them, reach out to them in a big way. That was our mission. Fix the homeless problem. Everybody should basically have a roof and four walls around them. Everybody should. Everybody. Everybody. Anywho, what happened was, in our last episode, we were in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Now, we've been abroad before, but I don't know. I wondered if even the Canada had a problem with homelessness. I mean, after all, I know they pay more taxes up there, but isn't their middle class still as strong as can be? Isn't there tightly knit? Isn't their city basically just... That was funny how basically a lot of Mexicans are trying to get into America and all the Americans are trying to get into Canada. Everyone's going up north. But you can't have a problem in general. No, surely. But then again, everywhere we've been, I saw that problem. I saw the same types of people looking all raggedy, whatever, sleeping in the bigger cities and the worst parts of town, in tents, on beat up old mattresses and whatever, who were just barely eking by, barely getting by. And what happened was truly, I got to be honest, I just basically thought, all the stuff I knew about Canada, I'd known from basically, there were a few things I heard in school, you know, generality trips. I heard they were all nice and they were all kind of a woodsy, you know, camping type folk. They all love their guns and their hockey and their maple syrup and Canadian bacon. They were very patriotic. I had basically, I don't know, but I was prepared when we went there. I remember I was there with organic. And one thing I remember thinking more than anything else was, did you have them? Because everywhere we go, you know, I saw the same type of people living in the same type of squalor. And a big city like Toronto, well, there they were. I sat down the streets and listened to some of their stories. Some of them told me about how they had a parking ticket. A parking ticket. And then one day they just didn't quite, one week they didn't have quite enough to pay the rent. They were on the street. I heard one guy who basically told me he had an injury, wasn't able to work. And the government didn't take care of them like we've been, maybe have been led to believe that Canada does. There's just too many people. Too many dang people. I don't know what. I don't know what to do. What to do, period. I didn't know what. The truth was, I found myself just thinking about how we're going to help these people. I remember thinking, in a big city, well, let's put the housing pods, but you know, Canada, there's a place with a lot of wood. Sure, you can build them up out there. But some people didn't want to leave. I heard how basically some of them were too afraid to sleep in homeless shelters. I asked, why not? Why? One of them said, it's a shelter, not a home. It's not your home. It's almost like prison. You got to sleep with all these people. You got to shower with all of them, go to the bathroom with all of them. Really? I guess wherever you go, there are some people who just aren't being taken care of. That was a thing. That was worse than a thing. It was happening. I don't know what to do. What could I do? Well, I thought to myself, dang it, got to help more of these people. Now, some people, I was told they weren't even allowed to sleep inside homeless shelters during the day. During the day, you can come there at night, basically, to eat or the bathroom shower, but the rest of the time, you got to be on the street hustling somehow, begging for handouts and trying to get a job. I understand they don't want people to get too comfortable there that, you know, this was supposed to be just a helping hand, a crutch to lean on. Nothing about a crutch. A crutch is something you use when your legs are broken for a while, but eventually when your legs, and the bone starts to knit and the muscle rebuild, you're supposed to say, I don't need this anymore. It is just, crutch isn't supposed to literally be like a cane. I'm going to lean on this the rest of my natural life. Especially didn't want to be basically helping out people too much who weren't going to contribute to society. But the people who really were the real contributors, and because of a bad break, they were thrown out. Once again, not as bad as America, but still pretty bad. I kid you not. What was I to do? I'll tell you one thing. I personally was trying to make it to, I don't know. I mean, Canada is vast. Such a big country, and there's not that many people there. I remember basically thinking, couldn't they basically build a few more homes, a few more something or other? And they could have built more homes, but there would be, but there'd be more jobs for people to work at. More ways to guarantee money wouldn't be coming in so they can afford those homes. And they get a job building homes, you know? Maybe Canada should build a film industry like America and India have. And that'd be something. I know Canada's up, you know, happens like Canada's often come to America, you know, become a movie star as well, the work is. But dang, surely something could be done. I went to organic. And I told him everything. I told him a lot about what we'd seen and that how we picked up some of the garbage, and that helped. But the truth is, as always, not enough. He said to me,
"DJ, we're going to help these people. We're not going to fix all their problems for them. We're not supposed to. They need to have problems so they go through life dealing with them and whatever, and they overcome." We're supposed to help. Look at how much help we can give. You're going to expect to make sure every single one of these people is going to have a job, a place to live.
Is that going to make things better? You know? We're going to try and save them all, but we're not going to save them all because that's not how nature works. Whenever there's a big change, whenever it gets too big, well, it gets too big. Any animal, any species, there's too many of them. Nature's got to thin out the herd.
It sounded kind of grim, but I got his point. I understood what he meant by that. Too much of anything is too much by definition. That's the reason that some baby birds leave the nest, go crash into the ground. The reason that birds eat other birds and fish eat other fish, because there's too many of any one species. That's a fact.
The truth was, I didn't know how to even help all the people I wanted to help. I didn't know how to save all the people I wanted to save. We had a plan. We're going to pick up garbage. We're going to try to basically maybe get a few of those. I got a few people to build those housing pods or whatever so they can live out there. I got a few of those things, but not near as many as I wanted to. And even I was thinking, all those housing pods, where are we going to put them all? The bigger the city, the bigger the homeless problem they got. Something had to be done, but what? Told we were just here to pick up garbage. I want to do more than that, so listen to their stories. I told you. Some of them had a different story. And some of them were so proud, so patriotic, even after they were thrown on the street, they still had nothing but love for Canada. They'd rather be homeless in Canada than be sheltered somewhere else. Well, not this one guy. This one guy said there's a place that would give me a job, give me a place to live. I would gladly leave this place and not look back. I noticed the problem with homelessness was pretty much the same everywhere I went. In a major city, there was all these vagrants, huddled in piles, living in tents, cars, whatever, dirty, starving. They all kind of look the same. Some problems are the same no matter where. I mean, when you bother to think about other cities, other places, you have different preconceived notions about what they're like. And dang it all, when I was basically living in McKinleyville, I had this sort of view of the world, I don't know, whatever I saw in cartoons. Maybe they lived this way back in the dark age, they live this way now. The Chinese people in China were eating Chinese food, wearing pointed hats, sandals, sitting in a rickshaw and whatnot. You believe that? We have social media now, but I guess that's why bigotry exists. Truth is, I don't know. 45 minutes after the hour here, it's 7:45 here on the program. Cocooning from the microphone, here with DJ Butterfly Species, the one and only. Please call in. Tell us what you think. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 515-605-9709. This was brought to you by Organic OK. And check out a singer by the name of Maya Harris. She made a name, so she's going all around herself doing whatever. She's traveling the world, but she's just performing. That's a girl who's going around performing, indulging, all that, noise and whatever. She's not living for herself. Now, this happened everywhere we basically were. We went everywhere. Not everywhere the grass grows green, but even places where it wasn't. We went everywhere. We saw the homeless problem. We kept thinking about what we were going to do about it. What are we going to do? All we could think about was, and even I was thinking to myself countlessly, infinitely. I was thinking about this nonstop. How do we cure the problem altogether? I kept thinking, we're picking up the garbage they throw away. They'll think, it's like what parents are worried their kids are going to think. If I always clean up their mess, it's going to look more of a mess. I don't know, someone will always be there to pick it up. Someone will always pick up after them. They'll get lazier, maybe. Think they can really let it all hang out. Are they going to? What to do? We're picking up the garbage and stuff. How about the homeless? How is us picking up all this trash really going to affect them? I used to wonder. I remember this one guy told, it doesn't matter if they pick up garbage or not. It's dirty and slightly, but it doesn't actually, you know, matter. I mean, it doesn't, the earth doesn't even notice it. I don't know. I was basically thinking to myself, how do we? I mean, we're trying to expand homeless shelters, but even they know, they're just trying to help these people get a leg back up. They want to get them back in a home that they're paying for again, pen and work in, and a job of some kind. And there's no security, there's no tent, there's no nothing. There's so many dang people. Canada's a place where the middle class is, but maybe, I began to wonder, I asked, Organic, all the homeless problem. Now, is it because of the fact that there's so many Americans trying to come in there, it's upset the balance immigrants? I said, no, dude, this problem exists everywhere. It's just technology is evolving so much that people are getting improved. There's so many people out there who are alive and living in America. About to be upset. Got to fix the system. But how do we do that? Even homeless people don't want to stay in them because they're so filthy and infected with disease, and people are always stealing from them. No one likes your trust. I told you I'd seen stuff. I'd seen people living in the worst way, and people who I knew were about an inch away from death out there. And it was even here in Canada, a place I wanted to believe that was so nice and friendly. You believe there's no problems in Canada because there's just not that many people, you know? There's still no middle class. But even they had a few people there. I guess nobody truly walks on water. Nobody is truly all pure, and no one is all like that. I don't know what to do. I've thought about it. I thought. I was just saying. Okay, I said, dude, stop it. I'm trying to wrap your head around how we save the world. You know what? But we're not going to. You want to save the world, don't you? We're going to try. We're going to make this. In the end, we're just stalling because eventually, sooner or later, someday the world's going to end. Maybe all the natural disasters, maybe all that crap, whatever. We're just going to try and basically make a few more souls saved. We're going to try to save everyone. We're not going to, but the whole point is going to try and come close, you know. We're going to save some people. Save people. I don't know. Thought long and hard about what was to be done. And I told this before. I thought maybe we could build this one more housing pod, try to get somebody get one of those homeless guys out in the woods to live out there, be safe and sheltered. And like Sasquatch, Bigfoot doesn't really exist, but there are a lot of, I believe in Canada, some people who are living off the land up there in the woods and whatnot, who are getting by. What to do?
Say what I was going to do.
I was going to try to basically think of a way to just make everything just a little bit better. Just feel a little bit better. Do a little bit better. Help out a little bit more, So I went basically to other Canadians and I told them, try to fight to make sure so many of their own kind aren't on the street and homeless. I made suggestions. I told them, I'm not a homeless person myself, not really. I mean, we're traveling a little, we're going around here with the community, pick up garbage, whatever. They all told me they appreciated it. But I asked them, because they had Canadian citizens, do something for many of their citizens who've been thrown on the street. They all just shrugged and said, what am I supposed to do? I don't think Canada's the kind of place where basically people can make a lot of their own little decisions in government. They got a king and queen and whatever. Royalty, monarchy, whatever. Yeah, what to do? I don't know. I try to just sit down and listen to them. Be their friend. They're friendly in Canada, aren't they? Aren't they nice? Try to be friends with them. I told them they have a real test of endurance for being out here on the street day after day when nobody knows what's going to help them. That they have a real camaraderie. They have a real brotherhood. That they really are brothers and sisters. And they should be helping one another. I told them that I really did respect and admire them for everything they were doing. I told them that I was proud. That I was doing something too. But hey, this organic guy, this guy anymore, he's footing my bill. He's paying for all this. And the people, I'm not a citizen. They are. I don't know. I basically was thinking, organic, I want to do some big grand gesture for Canada. I think they need it. I want to do something here that's going to help involve all the citizens. You're going to help those who are on the street. Really help them. You're doing it right now. Here's the thing you got to understand. Something. You're a hero. Okay, we're heroes. Real ones. The thing about being a real hero is people don't always appreciate you. They appreciate those comic book characters because they're always exciting and interesting, and they get to read about their adventures and whatever, but they're not real. Real heroes aren't always appreciated. Real heroes always have real enemies. They always have a job to do. They always have something special to do because a hero is always needed. But I'll tell you one thing. They're not always appreciated. We're not being appreciated. And the people out here who are struggling to save themselves, survivors, they're not appreciated either. Blew me away. Whenever Organic talked, he just had this sort of way of talking that just made me feel all, dang, just messed up. I didn't know what I was supposed to do. What could help Canada? What could help the homeless problem in Canada? Does anyone out there have any ideas? Please, everybody, we're getting to the end of this show. I want to invite you to make a suggestion for the cause. What do you think would help Canada with its homeless problem? I made some suggestions. I told them to you. But I'll tell you one thing. It's not what you think. That's what you do. It's the actions that define you. The action. What do you think? Something had to be done. Something. All I was at a loss. A big loss. I don't know. I just sat there, thinking, wishing someone would help us. I wanted to basically avoid winding up on the street. I had all my teeth fall out. Without hair growing so long, beard being unshaven, kept just turning into basically not to be a bum. I didn't know what to do. I was without peace. But I said I'm going to do it. Before we leave Organic, before we leave, I personally want do something special for all of Canada. No, I want to help the people in Canada who need help. I want to basically think of something even you haven't thought before. I want to help. I don't know. I don't know. I was going to do it.